I'm Callie Crossley. This is Boston Public Radio. Let's take a listen to President Obama to set up our next conversation.
What's going on in this election is bigger than just a choice between two candidates or between two parties. It's about two fundamentally different visions of where we go as a country.
As we continue our 30 issues in 30 days election coverage, we're looking at the vision that President Obama and Governor Romney have for America. Later in the hour, Emily Rooney will discuss Mitt Romney's vision, but first we look at President Obama. In 2008, his vision of hope and change for the country was crystal clear. 4 years on, has his vision changed? Does he have a clear vision for the future? Joining me in Studio 3 are Kelly Bates, the Executive Director of the Access Strategies Fund, and Kenneth Mack, a professor of law at Harvard Law School. His latest book is Representing the Race, The Creation of a Civil Rights Lawyer. Thank you both for joining us.
Good to be here, Kelly.
Now, you can join us at 877-301-8970, 877-301-8970. Does President Obama have a vision that speaks to you? Will you invest your vote in his vision? 877-301-8970, 877-301-8970. So, Kelly and Ken, let me start this way, and that's to ask each of you just really briefly to define what vision is so that we, when you talk to me about President Obama's vision, I have a sense of what you mean by that. So, Kelly.
For me, vision, and especially when you think about it in a presidential context, is to be able to communicate what a world will be like under this president. What will the United States look and feel like when I am president? And at the end of my term, what will we see in terms of an America? And that is something that's not necessarily practical or about program or policy per se, but on a broad scale, what does this person stand for and what is it that he wants to see the country evolve into? To me, that's a vision as opposed to a policy program or a particular issue that he cares about or wants to see succeed.
Okay, Ken.
Yeah, I'd agree with a lot of that. I would add that vision is also the how. How are we going to get from here to there? And I think probably President Obama and Governor Romney would have many, many common descriptions of what's wrong with America, though not all common. and they'd have ideas of where we want to get somewhere. But they want to get there in two very different ways. And those two very different ways have a lot of implications for ordinary citizens. So when I think vision, I think both sort of what kind of society are we going to become and how do we become it? Because the means actually are very, very significant.
All right. So, Kelly, given that you've defined, you both have defined what vision is, what is President Obama's vision?
I think, unlike the last election, I don't think he's really clearly defined a vision. I think he's defined a platform of issues that he cares about. So he wants to squarely look at the economy, and he wants to create more jobs through manufacturing, through creating more energy renewal, which then will fuel more jobs. He wants job training, investing in education, and he wants to reduce our dependency on foreign oil, as well as build our infrastructure back up and really focus on, you know, providing what, you know, the average citizen needs to survive in this economy. I do think, though, he has one. I just don't think he's articulated as clearly. For example, what's very different about his vision versus Mitt Romney is he's saying we're not about top-down economics. We're about the middle class expanding and growing. We care about, you know, working Americans and people who are struggling to get by and are not at the top of the wealth chain. And that's something he cares deeply about. And he talks about it in terms of the middle class. I don't think he has done a good enough job explaining who he really stands for. You know, he's for consumers. He's for parents. He's for families. He's not for multi-billion dollar corporations the way that Mitt Romney would be in his eyes. He also cares deeply about our destinies being bound together. And he has said this a couple of times, but maybe not as powerfully as he has in the past, where we have to share our success. We have to share our pain. So the pain of the economy is something we have to share and we have to solve together. And also we have to share in our success. The whole, maybe we don't think about it this way, but, you know, killing Osama bin Laden in many ways was a very deep way of him thinking about our lives being bound together. We had that common tragedy and we stepped forward and with our special operations targeted resources, not, you know, a full scale attack, we're able to get that man. And that is how our lives are bound together. And we have to think about it that way. And lastly, it's not something he really talks about again very visibly, but he does care a lot about rooting out inequalities and the haves and the have-nots. And he cared a lot about making sure that gay Americans have the right to marriage. That's something he finally came out in favor of. He cared a lot about what happened to immigrant students and wanted them to have a pathway toward having jobs while they were living here in the United States. He fundamentally cares about the fact that we all have an opportunity to succeed in this country. That being said, I think that is a part of his vision, and kind of building an economy and a United States that's built to last is how he calls it. I think he has a lot more to do, though, to come back to that vision. He's been very practical because I think, frankly, after his first term, people said, well, you know, what did you really accomplish? And we're still suffering here without having a lot of jobs. So he had to be very practical in nature for a while. I actually think the Obama that people need to see in these last several weeks is much more that oratory figure of what our vision is and what an America we can be together. Romney hasn't done that as effectively either. So it's up to either, I think, to get over the finish line, to be the beacon of hope, even hope. Yes, people still want it, to get them over the finish line. So we'll see if he can do that either tonight's debate or in the coming weeks.
That's Kelly Bates. She's the executive director of the Access Strategies Fund. She's one half of my team here today discussing President Obama's vision. The other half is Kenneth Mack, a professor of law at Harvard Law School, whose latest book is Representing the Race, the Creation of the Civil Rights Lawyer. And this is 30 Issues in 30 Days, and we're talking about President Obama's vision. So over to you, Kenneth Mack. What is President Obama's vision?
Well, I would agree with Kelly that he's had trouble articulating the vision clearly to the American populace. And part of that is just being in Washington. I mean, he was much better on the campaign trail when he was trying to become president. But in Washington, there's a cacophony of voices. People lie. People lie over and over again. People dissemble, if we want to call it that. The politics of Washington can be very toxic. But I think if you look underneath what he said and done through the course of his presidency, he actually does have a very clear vision, which contrasts, I think, quite starkly with what Romney's vision is. And for his vision, I think I would start with the much maligned stimulus bill. Most economists, right and left, think that the stimulus was actually very significant in reducing the jobless rate. And unfortunately, because of what happened, he's not articulated a defense of the stimulus. But the stimulus has had everything in it that he's defended during the course of his administration that he wants to implement in the next 4 years. One is trying to invest. He always uses this word invest in his speeches. And what does he really mean by that? He means invest as in invest government resources. I mean, there's a debate between him and Romney, which is very, very stark. It's about whether the federal government can do anything to improve the circumstances of Americans. President Obama has a deep and sustained vision that the federal government can do things. It can do them better. It can be reinvented. It doesn't have to be the same old Democratic program from 30 years ago. And Romney really has a vision that the federal government basically can't do many things, and what it really should do is try to return as much revenue to the private sector and actually disproportionately to the wealthy end of the private sector. And those people will do the work, and somehow that will benefit the large masses of American citizens. So if you look at what President Obama has said and done, there's Race to the Top, his education initiative, which is actually quite controversial, but is very, very much of the kind of things that he tries to do. It's a big pot of federal money that states compete for, right? It's not a federal program that dictates to the states, but it's a big pot of money that states compete for to try to design the best teacher retention, student education, school construction, all kinds of education policies, to try to design the best policies so we can figure those out and implement them all around the country and raise educational standards for everyone. That would be an Obama-type investment. A Romney-type investment would be something like school vouchers. Essentially, give people money to go to private schools. The Recovery Act, which is the real name of the stimulus, investing in things like infrastructure, the power grid, highways, the internet, things that help America become more competitive in the world. So I think that's really his vision, that we can have smart government, smarter government, government that creates incentives for private industry to innovate, as opposed to the Republican vision, which is that we simply give money to the private industry or a particular sector of the private industry and let them do with it what they will. So I think it actually is a vision. Unfortunately, it doesn't get stated too clearly because, you know, he's just been in Washington too long and, you know, I'd like to see him stated a little bit better in the last few weeks of the campaign.
I think what both of you, and that's my guest, Kenneth Mack, he is a professor at law school at the Harvard Law School, and I think what you both said in different ways is that when he talks about investment, it's really about opportunity and bringing everybody together. That's his overarching vision. And I want us to take a listen to something he said to crowds in Ohio earlier this year. And he's talking about, in this clip, how his own life experience shaped his ideas of what America can be at his best.
We've never been a country looking for handouts. The idea is if you take responsibility for your life, if you put in the effort, then you can find a job that pays a living wage, that you can look after your family, that you can buy a home, that you can retire with some dignity and some respect, that you won't go bankrupt when you get sick, that you have that core middle-class security that built this country, and that you can pass that on to your kids so they can do things that you never even imagined. That's the essence of America. And I believe in that basic promise of America because I lived it. That's my biography.
Do you believe in President Obama's vision as articulated here today by Kelly Bates and Kenneth Mack? Do you see a different vision that President Obama has? Our number is at 877-301-8970, 877-301-8970. And will you invest your vote in his vision? 877-301-8970, 877-301-8970. I want to make a couple things just to follow up to what both of you said. President Obama, while both of you have stated, believes in using the federal government and its resources in an active way to boost up others and help other people sort of get the chance that he articulated about his biography. He also has said quite clearly, and here he is, this is a quote from him, "We don't think that government can solve all our problems, but we don't think that government is the source of all our problems any more than our welfare recipients or corporations or unions or immigrants or gays or any other group we've been told to blame for our troubles." So he wants to use government, but not to give anybody the impression that he believes that's the only way, but it should be one way to help people up the ladder. Kenneth Mack. And Kenneth, to you, you went to law school with President Obama. So is he articulating kind of the vision that he was putting together while he was at Harvard Law School?
Yes. President Obama and I knew each other, you know, 20 or 25 years ago when we were in law school together. And then he was really a pragmatist. He was a Democrat or a liberal Democrat. Everybody knew that. But he wasn't an ideologue. If somebody conservative had a way of solving a problem, he wanted to listen to it and he was sympathetic to it. And he might incorporate some of that into his own idea. But he had very strong ideas of his own. So the Obama we hear today is very much a pragmatist, very much learned the lessons of his own life experience, you know, with his own mother and his family struggling up the economic ladder and finding supports along the way. And that's very consistent with the vision, the personality, the person I met 20 years ago.
President Obama acts, I think, very consistent with his generation. I kind of put myself close to his generation. We're in our 40s. He's somewhere between the baby boomer generation and the Generation X generation. Generation X was all about me, about building wealth, and yet the baby boomer generation, which was very socially conscious and about the collective, he's somewhere in between. Mm. Many of us in this generation believe in the importance of entrepreneurship, the importance of new ideas, of private and public sector partnerships, and at the same time, we are also very socially conscious and we want to see people being taken care of, but we don't necessarily think that the only solution is in government. It's one of the parts of the solution. So I think what you're seeing in President Obama is a function of his generation. It's also a function of being an attorney. I also am an attorney. You're very pragmatic. You really are. You're trained to be about how do we get from A to Z and how do we be realistic and at the same time fight for rights and fight for justice. And I think he's a community organizer, and he's certainly an activist, but he's also someone who's about, let's work within the system and see what we can create. That's essentially how lawyers are trained. The third thing about President Obama that I think is a very much a part of who he is his identity as a black and white person, although he primarily identifies as black. But when you grow up in a biracial experience, you believe in the power of various people coming together to forge change. You're not someone who's going to just wholesale leave out a group. He's going to be someone who's very concerned about many different types of people. I'm also biracial. We have a lot in common. And I see the world not in sort of black and white. I see it in shades of gray. And so he is going to be someone who's going to be more thoughtful and look at various sides. And that's what you see in him. That's very much a part of who he is. But I think both his generation, I think his personal background, and I think how he views the world is what we're seeing throughout this election.
James from Boston, go ahead, please. You're on 89.7 Boston Public Radio.
How's it going?
I'm fine.
Good. Yeah, no, I just was calling in response to kind of the question, do you believe in what Obama's saying and his plan? And, you know, I definitely believe that the guy's an amazing leader, an amazing person. I think he's genuine in what he says. I think he wants to see all of those things happen. I think he wants to see the middle class grow and the economy recover. And, you know, and I'm an independent. I'm not, you know, one-sided here in any way. But my thing is I don't think he has the capacity to make it happen. I don't think, you know, his policies or as you were saying earlier, kind of almost lack of economic policies are ones that can actually see those things happen. I mean, that being said, he's an amazing person. I think he's a genuine man. I think he's an amazing speaker. And, you know, just talking about how he's an attorney and that's his background. And attorneys are kind of, you know, have a background in helping bring their thoughts to the table and convince people of things. I think he can definitely convince people that he has a quality plan. I just don't think he has the capacity to actually see the things that he wants to have happen.
And so where does that leave you, James? Will you invest your vote in his vision as we ask?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to be voting for President Obama to be reelected. And like I said, I think he's an amazing man. I think he is, I believe that he wants all of these great things for the country. I'm not like some of these people who think he's just, the devil. I think he's a great guy. I think he's, you know, you can see that in his family. You can see that in his desires. He's not coming out saying, you know, these policies are, you know, this is what I want to have happen. He's got great vision and he wants to see expanding of the middle class. But I just don't think he understands how the economy works. And I think you can see that some in the approaches that he's had and the lack of success of some of his economic policies. And I fully understand that he didn't come into a thriving situation. But, you know, I think he doesn't really understand how to fix things. And I've also just really disliked the whole, on both sides, the just the way that the campaigns have gone, the slamming. I mean, I
the negativity.
Understand. Mm-hmm. The negativity. Mm-hmm. I understand that Obama completely disagrees with Romney and disagrees with his plan, but I have no clue what Obama's plan is. I haven't once heard him articulate what his plan is, aside from the fact that he's going to allow the Bush tax cuts to expire. I think that, you know, Mitt Romney's not nearly as bad of a guy as Obama is just trying to make everybody else think, you know. And I'm from Massachusetts, you know, I understand a little bit about the guy, and a lot of people up here don't like him. Some people who aren't as, you know, biased think he did a pretty good job, and I think we're one of the stronger states in the country right now. I think he has a background of, I honestly, I think the whole Bain Capital argument is, it's kind of backfired, if you ask me. Hmm. Tell me if you disagree, but I think, I mean, he was in a position where his entire job was to take over companies and turn them around. And the idea that you take over a company that's about to go bankrupt with 2,000 employees and you lay off a large number of them, and now Obama's trying to say that those people getting laid off, you know, he's laying off all these people. Well, if they hadn't done that and cut some of the fat of those companies, I feel like every single person would have gone unemployed. And so in my eyes, that's creating some jobs. But either way, I think I think it's going to be tough for both of them to really do a whole lot with the economy. I just think that Romney has a much better understanding of how it works.
All right. Well, James, thank you very much for your call and for your insight. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it.
Kenneth, you want to respond to James?
Yeah, I think that's a real concern. I mean, it's a testament to the fact that I think President Obama hasn't articulated his economic vision as clearly as he should. He doesn't always say, I'm going to do this one, two, and three things. I mean, part of it is actually that he also doesn't control Congress. I mean, he actually doesn't get to drive the agenda at the moment. And to some extent, whoever is reelected is likely to not have control of both houses of Congress and is going to have to do some compromising. And a lot of what's happened over the last 2 years has been sort of compromising. Mm. I'd say that President Obama, I mean, some of what he's asking voters to do is to judge him by his past record. And there are a couple of ways of thinking about his past record. It's undeniable that the actions he took early in his term in office saved and created millions of jobs. The stimulus package and also rescuing both GM and Chrysler from bankruptcy, which, you know, if they went through and didn't come out the other side, would, you know, millions of jobs in the Midwest would be lost and we'd be in the midst of a longer recession than we are right now. At the time, his Republican opponents opposed both of those things, and Mitt Romney opposed the auto bailout. I mean, Mitt Romney's vision is really that we give money to the wealthy sectors, portions of the private sector, and they do innovation, and that's how we grow the economy. And at that particular moment, that was a vision that wasn't going to work. So in some measure, Obama is asking us to trust him, to judge him based on his past record, and there are some actually quite good and courageous things about that past record that he did at considerable risk and were opposed by the Republican alternative.
So when you have a caller like James, who, you know, after really has thought about these things very carefully, I wonder, when he says he hasn't heard anything from President Obama, Kelly, if President Obama in 2008 had defined what hope and change was, that now in the context of whatever his definition was at that time, that people like James would have something by which to measure that. And I'm not saying he would change his vote or his mind, but it might give him some very concrete way to measure where he thinks that Obama's leadership should have been.
I think that might have helped, but I think ultimately what the caller is reacting to is the fact that in the first year of his term, he's not seeing as many concrete results around employment and around the economy. And that's very real. People are looking at that. You don't have to be an expert in tax policy or employment policy to see that people are really out of work. And that still has not changed a whole lot. I think I would encourage the listener and others to really watch the debates and to go to the candidates' websites, because there is actually a clearly articulated policy for what Obama wants to do. The question is, I think some people are wondering, well, can he do it and will he do it? Because we haven't seen it in the way that we'd like in the last 4 years. He's very much articulated that he wants to create jobs by creating a new manufacturing class. And he wants to both preserve and retain those jobs that are in manufacturing that, frankly, don't always necessarily require a college degree or a master's or a PhD. And also, he wants to really invest in clean energy and create jobs in that sector. The problem is people don't really get that. That's a big vision. Mm. You have to create a narrative, a story around that, and even pictures or some visual to have people. What does that mean? Because we don't know what it looks like. What does it mean to have, you know, wind technology and who gets those jobs? My mom or dad? I don't know. I'm not down on the Cape. So you have to tell me, what does that actually look like and how does that affect me and my neck of the woods or the kind of job that I need? He needed to do a better job and still does around explaining what does that look like. I would also say that you have to think about who can actually deliver. It's interesting. President Obama has had an obstructive Congress, but he has developed a set of relationships there and has shown he can get things done, whether it's health care, whether it's around don't ask, don't tell, whether it's around getting our troops out of these wars. Mitt Romney is not going to come in, if he is elected president, with an easy path. First of all, his Republican base didn't necessarily want him in, and they're not in love with him, very truthfully. And the Democrats are not going to have any love for him. It is not going to be easy for him to get his policies through. And he has not really proven that his method is going to work either. To run several companies and a U.S. Olympics doesn't necessarily mean that you actually know what it takes to create jobs. I think the truth is that I'm not sure anyone really has the silver bullet to this. You would need a serious blue ribbon commission of people at all different sectoral levels who really understand this to figure out how to make this work. And it's very complicated. What Obama has said, though, is I'm bringing back in the Clinton policies of the past that worked when we hit a very, very big deep recession. He didn't talk about that in his first term. I don't think he even employed those tactics. He's saying now we're going to bring back some of those policies, tax cuts for the middle class, which he did in his first term, but we're going to continue. We're going to look at how to create more jobs. We're going to look at various ways to solve this problem. But again, I think it's going to be people saying, will Obama actually be able to do this? And then look, will Romney be able to do this? And I think, you know, either way, they're both going to have some tough challenges, whoever is in that office.
All right, Bill from Jamaica Plain, go ahead, please. You're on 89.7 Boston Public Radio.
Yes, Kelly, thank you. I love your show.
Thank you.
I wanted to make a comment about President Obama's vision and how I understand he's articulating that. You know, CEOs, leaders of big companies, small companies, they really set the vision by what's the overarching objective, what they're trying to get through, then how do they support that objective with strategies? And then how each one of those strategies is supported by individual and multiple tactics. And I think one of the problems is that the American people have a hard time getting their arms around thinking of overarching objective and strategies. What they're looking for is the tactics. And President Obama's had some problems, I think, making sure that people can hear how he's applying his tactics to the overarching vision and objective of the country. On the other hand, Mitt Romney, as a businessman, if you think and listen to what he says, he really never gets into the tactics, never gets into those details, because he does not want to be pinned down. And at the level of a CEO of a company, they really have a group, the team, the cabinet, the Congress, and the government that really then helps put the flesh behind the strategies and objectives in the form of tactics. And I think the gap between President Obama has been very much the dysfunctional Congress being able to make those visions actionable in real tactics that people can hear, see, feel, and understand in their own personal lives. So, so that's sort of my perspective on what's going on in all this messaging and what people are feeling.
Bill, I think you're saying what a lot of people have said very thoughtfully. Here's the thing. What we do know about each of them is that when they say that, when each of them says there's a stark contrast, we know from my guests here today that President Obama seeks to use government funding for stimulus, for assistance, for investment. I mean, that's what we hear from him. And that Mitt Romney has said, I have a different vision about how that should work. I think government should be the least of it, and the rest of the overarching thing should come from corporations. So even without either of them having as many how factors as my guest Kenneth Mack says they need to have, you know which way they're going to drive overall. Does that impress you, and has it left you with a sense of where you would invest your vote?
Yes, it would. And I would say that was sort of the second thought I would have in the overall conversation, because I believe that President Obama has a vision of the government making the ladder, the pathway, the ladder, so that people can move up the ladder to the middle class and beyond. And his life experience coming from the bottom up gives him that vision and supports his, it just makes him want to support that approach. And that government should be the one to put that structure together. Mitt Romney, on the other hand, his background was from an affluent family. He didn't have the same experiences as Obama. He didn't have to climb the ladder. He never had to worry about finances. And he feels very much that if you just get all the regulations and the government out of the way, it'll give people the opportunity to, or society or in general, just to support and develop that ladder. But we've shown in the past that that often doesn't happen. And so how do you get the disenfranchised, the people to feel that if the tide was rising, that their boat would float as well, instead of just feeling like, well, you know, I'm going to depend on people being successful and having it come my way, and then I'm going to be able to float with that tide. I think that, you know, whether you're looking the bottom up or top down, is a fundamental difference in how the two men think. And frankly, I think supporting the bottom up is the way in which more people can benefit than from the top down.
Thank you so much for the call, Bill.
These are great callers. You know, you raised an interesting point, caller. It's sort of like, do you want a president that puts himself in the position of the worker, or do you want a president that puts himself in the position of the person who is at the top of the worker and is probably an institution or a company or someone with great resources? And I think it's a question to really ask and think about. And I think there are really stark differences between the parties. I mean, in terms of how people are getting by in this economy, the thing that a lot of people don't realize is through unemployment insurance, many people have fallen out of their work, and many, many weeks of unemployment got them through and are getting them through right now. I can count endless amounts of my friends and colleagues who are using that system right now to literally survive. The Republicans, Scott Brown, Mitt Romney, and others have been very clear that they don't want to see those benefits extended. They don't want to see those benefits handed out very often. And, you know, these are fundamental differences. And one strategy, I think Obama's strategy, is going to go directly at the middle class worker. And another is going to be like, let's see what happens after a while, after we see if we can adjust things at the top of the house. And as Obama has said, and what he's going to say is, we had those kinds of policies under Bush, and they didn't work. So you can try that again, but you're going to just bring us back to where, frankly, I had to take over. Whereas he's saying now, you know, okay, maybe I didn't do everything I needed to do that first term, but I'm getting there, and we've got some work we've got to do, and I have a sharper focus for how we're going to get there. So he does have a plan, and I would encourage people to look at it. But I do think the question is, who do you trust to actually deliver, and who do you trust to be someone who's empathetic to your experience?
So, Kenneth Mack, how does he sell his vision as a plan that needs more time to realize?
Well, you know, I think that part of what he has to do is really talk about his record. I think that he hasn't spoken about his record as clearly and as forcefully as he should. And I think the first caller really sort of spoke to that. He said, you know, I don't really hear from him a plan to deal with the economy. I can hear from, I personally can hear from him a plan, but, you know, I'm a professor, you know, I'm used to kind of reading between the details. But, you know, you got to be president of the United States. You have to communicate that vision very, very clearly. And he really has to say, I actually do have a record of job creation. 2 months into his term as president, we were losing 900,000 jobs in 1 month. There was really little insight that was going to keep that from continuing. And if that had continued, many, many people, more people would be out of work today. And he needs to get out and say, I did this. I implemented the policies that stopped it. The people who want to get back in want to take us back to the old policies. And do you want to go back to the policies that got us back here? Now, he says this in a way, but he doesn't say it as clearly as he needs to. So for just to give you one little example, I mean, before I came here today, I'm teaching a class about the financial crisis, what got us here. And part of what got us here is people thinking that investment banks on Wall Street needed to be unregulated. That was Bush administration policy. It was get the red tape out of the way, let the private sector innovate. And the private sector also can take risks, can take extreme risks, and those extreme risks can crash the economy. And essentially what both Dodd-Frank and Obama has tried to do is, you know, yes, we need large investment banks. Nobody's talking about breaking them up, but there should be limits. There should be regulations on what they do so that they can't crash the economy and still collect their multi-million dollar bonuses and all the rest of us be out of work. So there is a debate that he needs to articulate much, much more clearly. What can government do that benefits us, us as in common people? And he hasn't done that as well as he should, and I'd like to see him do better than that last few weeks of the campaign.
Last 30 seconds, Kelly.
Well, I would just say that, again, I really think in these last several weeks, the voters need some inspiration. And they need to see a leader that they feel like can lead them for the next 4 years. And I think it's certainly about the vision. It's going to be a lot about the man. And ultimately, who do people trust to represent their interests in this economy? And I think the stakes are really high and the polls are very close. And I think what we've heard today is President Obama needs to do a much better job at articulating his vision and a much clearer job of articulating his plan around the economy and why you should trust me again.
All right. Thank you both so much. As part of our 30 Issues in 30 Days election coverage, we've been talking about President Obama's vision for America. And I've been speaking with Kelly Bates, the executive director of the Access Strategies Fund, and Kenneth Mack, a professor of law at Harvard Law School. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Emily Rooney's back in Studio 3.
Hey, Callie, well, we're going to pick up where you guys left off, looking at what Mitt Romney's vision for America is. It's one of those things that's hard to pin down, as you were all just talking about, but we've got a couple people joining us who know a little bit about Mitt Romney's vision, so we'll be talking about that.
All right, thank you so much.
I'm Emily Rooney.
I'm Callie Crossley. This is Boston Public Radio.